All right, welcome back to the Francis Howell North Fantasy Football Podcast. This is week 14, where we'll be discussing various hot takes, boomer bust picks, as well as sleepers and three game picks of the week. Up first, we have a hot take from my co-host, Ben Cavada.
Hello, everyone. I have kind of a strange hot take this week, but it's a good one. The Jets will be in the game with the Seahawks, and the Seahawks will win the game by five or less, or the Jets might win. Now, you might be like, you're crazy, but the Seahawks just have looked horrible. I mean, they lost to the Giants. You know, that's embarrassing. Russell Wilson's looked terrible. And, I mean, the Jets, Sam Darnold, baby, he's the GOAT. I might say, look at their performance last week. Yeah, that was embarrassing. But, I mean, the defensive coordinator's fired, and they're going to be better. And I think they lose this game by five or less and possibly could win it.
I honestly think you're crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, have you seen how bad the Seahawks have played?
Yeah, but, I mean, the Seahawks playing bad is like – on a different level than the Jets. The Jets are trying to lose games.
Yes. Yeah. So they could lose by five or less.
I mean, come on. They just fired their defensive coordinator. They're going to have no idea what they're doing.
Well, that's a good thing. The defensive coordinator, do you see what the last play of the Oakland game?
Yeah. Yeah, the guy below him is worse, or he would have been the D coordinator.
I don't know, man. I think you're in for a surprise.
Well, listen to this, okay? They have DK and Lockett, right? Who is going to cover them? The Giants' defense is actually not that bad.
Yeah.
I mean, the Jets, oh, my God, dude.
I mean, you'll see.
Every quarterback in the league has dropped superstar numbers on the Jets.
I proved you wrong before.
Okay. Guess we'll see. I think that if the Seahawks don't win by, like, 14, that's embarrassing.
They won't. Your turn.
My hot take, Davante Adams finishes the season with 1,400 yards and 16 touchdowns.
Really a hot take?
He's sitting at 1,000 now, and he's got three games left. He's going to need to average at least 130 yards a game. But, I mean, he's had six 100-yard games out of 10 played this year. And three of those were 150-yard-plus games. He's got a pretty good playoff schedule. And, yeah. Let's see. He's playing Detroit, Carolina, and Tennessee for playoffs. So.
Okay. I mean, I agree with this hot take, but I don't know if it's really a hot take. Because he's been, like, the hottest player in football lately.
Well, he's got to average 130 yards a game.
That's true. How many touchdowns is he at right now?
He's at 12, I think.
So, four in his last three games. I mean, that's definitely manageable.
Yeah,
I think it's going to happen.
Agreed.
Okay, well, there we go. Now we will move on to our boom or bust picks. My first boom is Alan Lazard. Okay, he's been the number two for the Packers since he's been healthy, and now he's finally fully healthy. So you should see Marquez Valdes-Scantling drop back a little bit. But Lazard was huge before Davante Adams came back from injury. So if he can ride back on that, because Davante Adams is going to be getting double-teamed and, you know, pressed, Lazard should be open, and Rodgers will find him. He's playing the Lions, who are a joke, and he should have a huge week.
I agree with you 100%.
Thank you.
That's all I have to say, basically. All right. My boom pick for this week is Bears running back David Montgomery. They're playing Houston, who, I mean, they got run over all year by everybody. I mean, they're garbage. I think they're the second worst run defense in the league.
No, not great.
They're pretty terrible. He's coming off 2 20-plus point games. And those were – he played Green Bay and Detroit. So those are bottom-tier defenses. But, I mean, he's playing a bottom-tier defense. So
yeah, I mean, he's been hot lately, especially because all they can do is run because right. Mitch Trubisky is their quarterback. You know, he's horrible.
Yeah, terrible.
They're kind of forced to run.
Applebee's waiter. Speaking of Applebee's waiters, how about Kirk Cousins on a different topic? Kirk Cousins has been booking.
He's been lighting it up, okay?
I think he got promoted, honestly.
I want to give my apologies.
Yeah. I mean, he got promoted to
Cousins.
He's a manager at P.F. Chang's now.
Yeah, he's turning it up. Okay, next step, I mean, he might not even be a server anymore.
He might have a full-time NFL job if he keeps playing like this.
I know, he might actually get paid. Actually, he's getting paid, but, you know. Okay, yeah, but on to my bust pick. The entire Denver Broncos offense, okay? These guys are jokes. Now you might be like, hey, Ben, Tim Patrick had 18 points last week. Who cares? Okay, they are terrible. You have Drew Locke as your quarterback. These guys are jokes, okay? Carolina, they're not good defense, but, I mean, they'll make Denver look – I mean, Denver's just disgustingly awful. They'll make Carolina's defense look like freaking the Legion of Boom's back, okay? I mean, the Broncos are just terrible. I mean, it's not good, okay? And that's my bust pick. There you go.
Did the Broncos beat your Patriots?
That was pretty good.
Are you getting me?
I'm still on, bud. I heard the comment.
Okay.
Yeah, I was not a fan of that comment because guess who's 6-6 now?
I'm pretty sure the Broncos doubled the Patriots points.
Well, yeah, but that was before.
Cam Newton was healthy too. I don't.
I mean, Gilmore was out. So.
I mean, so Jackson. McCourty.
Okay, well, just trust me. The Denver Bronco offense is disgustingly terrible.
I mean, I agree with that. I'm just pointing out that, you know, they tore up your Patriots defense. And
well, I'm not a fan of the Patriots. I'm a fan of Cam Newton. I'm a fan of Cam Newton.
Yeah, well, I mean, Cam Newton threw two picks, so.
Well, bounce back. 45-0. 45-0.
Yeah, 45-0 the Chargers. He's the GOAT.
Thank you.
Passing yards.
Thank you.
He got carried by his defense, and he ran the ball. Like, I mean, he's a running back.
I mean, 2 touchdowns. 3 touchdowns, actually, but 2 rushing.
Well, I mean, he did nothing on the throwing, and then, I mean, he ran for 2 touchdowns. He's a running back.
Right. Running back, wide receiver, quarterback, cornerback, lineman. His stats are good. We'll take it. 11 rushing touchdowns in the season. Who is your bust pick?
My bust pick, Darren Waller.
Wow.
Hear me out. He's coming off probably the best game that he's ever going to have in his career, okay? 200 yards and a couple touchdowns. Amazing game. But he's playing the Jets. They stink. They're terrible.
Okay, that's a little
horrible. They were trying to lose. I mean.
They were trying to lose there.
They probably told their safeties just, you know, like, oh, ignore the dude. Okay, I mean, just let him score.
Yeah,
I'll buy you a cheeseburger after the game if he gets a touchdown on you.
That's probably what happened.
And this week he's playing a really good defense in Indianapolis, probably top 5 in the league. And Darren Waller's also been very inconsistent this year. He's got 8 games with 50 or less receiving yards. So you can't trust the dude.
All I'm saying is he got 18 targets last game. Mm-hmm. With 18 targets, I mean, that's a lot. And Carr loves to look for him in the red zone. So that's why I think this pick is a complete joke. Complete waste of time.
My rebuttal is I don't think they're going to get to the red zone that much.
Well, wait, who are they playing again this week?
They almost lost the Jets.
Who are they playing this week?
Indianapolis.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're a good defense, but, you know, Derek Carr is going to have to force in the ball.
They almost
Oakland lost. Or Las Vegas plays to their – they play to whoever they're playing against. Think about it. The Chiefs, they play well. The Jets, they play terrible. They play however good their opponent is. And that's what they are. There you go.
Okay.
That's why Darren Waller is going to have 120 yards this week.
All right. And you'll put the Mahomes jersey on if he doesn't. On to the sleeper picks.
Nope. No.
Okay.
Okay.
Your first sleeper pick.
My first sleeper pick is Cam Akers. Not really a sleeper. He's kind of been huge this past 2 weeks. But he has a touchdown in his last two games. This game, he completely out-carried the entire Rams, all their running backs, Malcolm Brown and Henderson. And the Rams are excited about him. He's a rookie. Give him the rock. He's fast. And he's been getting the goal line carries. So I'd pick him up. He's playing New England, which, you know, God-tier defense. So that's going to be tough. But they're going to give him the rock. So I'd start him.
Yeah, I mean, agreed. He's kind of taken over so far that Rams backfield.
Yep. So,
I mean, I agree with that. He might maybe, I don't know, the Patriots defense is pretty nice.
Yeah.
From week to week. But, yeah, all right, I agree with you.
Okay, on to your sleeper.
Okay. My first sleeper is TJ Hockenson. Okay. Don't hear very much talk about this dude, but he's been playing amazing. He's coming off two 14-plus point games. He's averaged 8.5 targets the last two games, and he's not touchdown reliant either. So, I mean, he's had close to 100 yards in his last two games. So you don't just have to rely on, like, Robert Tonyan. I mean, the guy gets 30 yards and a touchdown every week.
Yeah.
That's all. That's where his points go. Hockenson gets yards and catches.
I agree with that pick. Yeah. Hockenson's been lighting it up. He's young. Stafford loves him. And he'll just keep getting the ball. I like the pick. On to my second sleeper, Rashard Higgins. He's going to be the number two on the Cleveland Browns. Now, you might say the Cleveland Browns. Yes, Baker has been tearing it up. So, play this guy. Yeah, with OBJ out, he's going to be number two. 9 targets last game. He's going to be playing Baltimore, which is sort of a tough matchup. But, I mean, as I was saying, Rashard Higgins, 9 targets last game. He plays Baltimore, a beat-up secondary. And he is going to ball out behind Jarvis Landry. He should be pretty good. Should start him.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree. The Browns' offense actually looks really good without OBJ there.
Agreed. He weighs down the team.
Ever since he got hurt, they've looked really good and efficient.
You can go.
The last 3 home games in Cleveland have been terrible weather. And that's kind of attributed to some lower scoring games. But other than that, they've played really like cohesively as a team since OBJ got hurt.
I think it's because Baker forces in the ball.
Yeah, well, that's not taking anything away from OBJ. He's still a really good receiver.
No, he's famous for one catch.
That's not true. But I just don't think that system works in Cleveland with him. Whatever's wrong, he needs to go somewhere else. San Fran, Indianapolis, to the Eagles maybe. Somewhere that he needs a receiver.
Agreed.
Okay. So, on to my second sleeper. A little bit controversial, but Jamison Crowder. Okay. Hear me out. He's playing Seattle. Garbage. Okay.
Yep.
Their cornerbacks are basically community college players that got a phone call while they were working at IHOP.
And, what about Jamal Adams?
You kidding me?
What?
He can't cover anything.
Yeah, but he can. Yeah, I guess.
I mean, he's good okay. He's okay in the run game. He's a good blitzer, but I mean, he's kind of gone downhill this year.
I agree.
But okay. I mean, he's been playing really well on the low key this year. I mean, Sam Darnold didn't throw a touchdown for like the first 8 weeks of football. And he's had Joe Flacco playing, so. I mean, the stats he has is not too bad. I think he's got 600 yards and 5 touchdowns, and he hasn't played all the games either. He was out two games. So, I mean, it's not terrible with the quarterbacks he has.
Yeah, Crowder was really good last year. Mm-hmm. And then now Darnold's all the way back. Their wide receiving core's back, so it should take some of the defense off of him. I like the pick.
Yeah.
Like the pick. Okay, now on to our three games of the week. Will, you want to say the three games?
All right, we have Patriots versus Rams, Steelers versus Buffalo, and Saints versus Eagles. So, for the first game, I have the Rams winning. I think they've kind of cemented themselves as the best team in that NFC division. What is that, the NFC?
NFC West.
Yeah, that was West.
I don't know, maybe.
That division's really good. With San Fran, Seattle, and the Cardinals. I think they kind of cemented themselves as the best so far. I mean, they're playing like nobody talks about the Rams, but they always just get the job done kind of quietly.
That's a good point. Not this game.
Not this game?
Okay.
This is really good, but.
This is when Bill Belichick comes alive, okay? The playoff push. Now, he's usually not in this with Brady, but now we have Cam. No need to worry. No fear. Cam's here. Patriots won't destroy the Rams, but they will make it the win for sure. The only thing they have to worry about is defensive pressure on Cam, which Cam's basically the Flash. So he'll just run right past him, touchdown. That's why I have the Patriots winning this game.
Well, the thing I'm worried about is we've seen – Belichick and Belichick disciples have kind of figured out how to stop the Rams offense. We saw that in the Super Bowl. We've seen it even this year when the Rams played the Dolphins. Brian Flores is a Belichick disciple. They've kind of figured out how to stop that downhill run play action boot offense that the Rams run a lot.
Yep.
I think the Rams are just – I mean, I feel bad for Cam Newton, honestly. He can't really throw to anybody. Their receivers suck. I mean, they've got a D2 dude getting locked down by Jalen Ramsey. Donald's going to hurt Cam Newton. I mean, basically kill the guy. I feel bad for him. Probably going to get injured again.
He'll be all right.
Their O-line can't block. Their running backs are okay.
They're good.
No tight end.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Rex Burke.
Too bad he's not with us, guy. That'd be great.
Okay. On to Steelers, Buffalo. I have the Steelers picked, but
this is a lock. This is a lock.
We picked this game yesterday before the events of last night unfolded, Monday Night Football, where the Steelers lost to the Washington football team. Buffalo absolutely killed San Francisco. Gosh, Allen had like 400 yards and 3 touchdowns.
But 4 bucks.
I made my pick. I got to stick with it. Steelers, you know, they better step it up.
That's a rough pick. This is a lock. The Bills are going to just destroy the Steelers. This game's not even going to be close. The Steelers' offense is terrible, especially with James Conner out. I mean, their offense has just been disgustingly bad. Their defense is all right, not great. I think they're overrated. Bills win this game pretty easily.
All right. So we'll see.
We will.
In the last game, Saints versus Eagles, battle of the backup quarterbacks.
Yes.
If the Eagles start.
They better. First, we have to start talking about that. Hurts has to start this game. I don't think they will, but he needs to. I mean, that he has to.
I mean, there's a lot wrong with the Eagles.
Yes, that's true.
I mean, I think Carson Wentz is definitely at fault. But, I mean, even last year, we saw Carson Wentz. We know he can play well. He's just – it's a mental problem right now. I think he needs to get out of the Eagles organization and just start somewhere fresh.
That won't happen. He just got paid.
I know, but ask for a release or
Yeah, that's true.
Think about this. The 49ers are loaded on defense. They could trade some defensive player in like a third for Carson Wentz. And then maybe draft like a receiver.
And a they got the 49ers have Jimmy G. Why would they need Wentz?
Jimmy G is a man.
He's a GOAT.
I mean, he's not. I mean, he's okay. He's not good. He's not that good.
I think he's pretty good.
I mean, he threw two picks against the Chiefs defense. I mean, come on.
Well, you know, sorry. So who you got? Eagles, Saints.
I have Saints. Taysom Hill has looked really good. Last game, he actually looked like a quarterback, and he also added a lot of rushing yards. I mean, honestly, he looks like white Lamar Jackson.
Oh my God, that might have been the dumbest thing you've ever said. That might have been the dumbest thing you've ever said. White Lamar Jackson.
Okay. Honestly, it comes down to just the Saints have a better team in general than the Eagles. Doesn't matter about the quarterback situation. They have better running backs, better line, better receivers, better defense in general, better
coach. That's where I disagree.
I mean,
the Eagles' defense is better than the Saints.
I think they're probably on the same level, but the Saints' offense is just better personnel and coaching-wise.
So that's true.
I got to pick the Saints.
Okay, I'm going Eagles. But if Jalen Hurts does not start this game, then this is off. Then I do not want the Eagles anymore. If they start Hurts, it's a wrap. It's over.
There's no take back. So I can't take back the Steelers game. You can't take back.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying. I'm just saying this.
No take backs.
Okay, fine. Eagles all the way. Eagles fly. Here we go. We need a miracle. We're going to need a miracle. We're going to need something to happen.
All right. Thank you guys for tuning into this week's Francis Howell North Fantasy Football Podcast. We hope to see you next week.
Go Pats.
Go Chiefs. Okay.